Yeah, you know, we've got a few route sessions in. You know, kind of what I thought. He's just a big, physical, strong wide receiver. You know, obviously, there's been a lot of information thrown at him over the past couple of days. You know, we're trying to get him up to speed. But, you know, I'm really excited about today because it'll really be kind of the first time to get out there after an install meeting, you know, go through some of the game plan plays and just get some work with him, you know, in a normal practice situation.
How important is this dress rehearsal game going to be for this offense to kind of get a flow or a rhythm?
Yeah. You know, obviously, usually the third preseason game, you know, is one of the most important, so it's probably when we'll see the most action. So I think it's really important for us to go out there, establish a rhythm, you know, get into one early, you know, maintain it, or really just work on, you know, what we want to this week.
Sam, what is the difference for you between game, and I know it's obviously game speed, and practice? Where do you get more to get ready?
As far as what?
As far as your preparation to get ready for game one?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. You know, obviously in practice, you know, just with the amount of reps that we get in practice, we're able to get into probably more situations and kind of work specific things because it's a controlled environment and we kind of know going into the day what we're trying to get out of that practice. You know, the preseason games, obviously the tempo picks up. You know, it's just natural. Everyone's faster during a game, so I think it's nice to feel the speed of the game. And then in games, you know, they're not controlled situations. You know, things present themselves, like the situation the other night. You know, we got the ball back with 35 seconds, you know, after a turnover. And obviously, anytime we get a situation like that, we want to get points, and that's what we did.
After the first two games, what have you decided, you know, you need to work on? It's not up to par yet. What would you like to see, you know, come to fruition in game three?
You know, I really just like to see our offense be efficient in game three. You know, last week I felt like we had some penalties, some things that set us back. You know, I can do a better job, you know, trying not to take a sack. You know, that really kind of killed that drive. You know, but really just being more efficient, you know, keeping ourselves ahead of the change and then being better on third down.
On that sack, what were your options there? I mean, it seems once you got back there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a naked, you know, obviously the guy, he didn't buy the fake, you know, he came up field. You know, if I could just find a way to throw the ball, you know, we had a guy in the flat, if I can just throw it at his feet, you know, take an incompletion, not take the sack right there, you know, obviously I think that set us back, you know, 10 or 12 yards, and it's hard to convert a first down after you do something like that.
And then the 1 yard run you had to the sideline there, but you looked more comfortable moving out than maybe you did a year ago. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, definitely. You know, at this point last year, I think I was still really just trying to fill out kind of where my knee was. You know, like I said, I was still kind of battling some things with it. You know, it didn't feel 100%. But this year, it's a non-issue. It's something I don't think about. I think last year, you know, being able to go through the year and not having any issues with it really gave me a lot of confidence in it. And so I think I am just more comfortable doing that.
So is that a play that a year ago you want to take a sack and force a throw?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but, you know, I doubt I looked that fast last year.
Sam, last year in the third preseason game, you had 10 completions, 3 touchdown passes. Everybody was, Eagles are going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So, can you kind of remember, how did you feel about it afterward? And was there a lesson learned at that time, or had you already kind of put preseason into perspective?
Yeah. You know, I think I understand the preseason. You know, I think I've got a better perspective on it. You know, I think some people, you know, especially outside the building, live and die with it. And, you know, like you said last year, you know, after the third preseason game, everyone thought we were going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, there's very little game planning that goes into preseason. I'm sure Green Bay didn't game plan to stop us last year. They probably hadn't even practiced our offense. You know, obviously it was nice to go out there and execute the way we did last year in that third preseason game. But, you know, I don't think anyone in our locker room really bought into the fact that, you know, because we look great in a preseason game, it was going to be easy during the regular season.
That said, for things to translate over, how important is it for you guys to score touchdowns, the ones in this third preseason game, or does it not really matter to transfer over to the regular season?
You know, like I said, you like to go out there and execute. You know, that's our goal, is to go out there, you know, to be great, to look sharp, to score touchdowns. That's what our job is as an offense is. You know, if we go out there and, you know, we score 5 touchdowns, I don't think we're going to feel, you know, over the moon and say, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl, because, you know, that's the situation we were in last year. But, you know, with that being said, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to go out there to get better, and it is our job to score touchdowns, so that's what our goal is.
I know Paul Turner hasn't done a lot of work with the ones, but he's someone who's caught the coach's attention. Has he caught your attention?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Paul's done a great job in camp. You know, he's just one of those guys who does everything right. You know, he's always in the right spot. You know, he always finishes, you know, tough, contested plays. Obviously, the catch he made the other night down the sideline was fantastic. But, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, each day he just seems to get a little bit better. And he's playing really well right now.
Sam, what do you think of Josh Huff now that he's in year three and the progress that he's made?
You know, Huff's obviously one of our, you know, really explosive options. You know, he's got a lot of speed. He has the ability to make big plays for us. You know, I think we just have to find, you know, the right ways to get Huff the ball, you know, because he's shown that with the ball in his hands, he's a dangerous playmaker.
You and Jordan, he's the one you're probably most comfortable with in this offense. He hasn't been here the past few weeks. Can he just step right in and you pick that up, or do you think the missed time is going to have an effect?
I hope we can pick up right where we left off. You know, obviously I think, you know, the time that me and Jordan have spent together, you know, the route sessions that we've put in, you know, I think that helps considering that we have a lot of reps together. You know, we've spent a lot of time together. You know, it would be nice to get him back for a couple days just to get some of that timing back before week one. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, then I'm really comfortable with the chemistry that me and him have.
Getting Sproles involved in the spring game, that's been a big thing so far.
Yeah.
Do you expect that to be a big part of the offense?
You know, I hope so. You know, if you look at Kansas City and what they were able to do with their screen game, you know, they were probably one of the best screen teams in the NFL last year. So, you know, not only getting Sproles involved, but getting everyone involved so that they can't just key on, hey, when Sproles is in the game, look out for a screen. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's another one of those guys that can make explosive plays for us. So if we can get it rolling with him, I think it would really help us.
Last one, guys.
The emergence of Turner makes it a little interesting in terms of decisions for stay on this roster. How are you looking at it?
I feel very fortunate that I don't have to make those decisions, and it's completely out of my control, so I'm not really worried about that at all.
Last one, Jordan.